Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
Craig and Lisa last month celebrated their 11th wedding anniversary. They're in their early 30s. They have two children, a boy and a girl. They're bright and well-behaved. And if you saw Craig and Lisa in church, you would think they were the ideal family. And in a lot of ways, they are. Or perhaps I should say they were. For their marriage now is fractured by infidelity. Much to her dismay, Lisa discovered Craig was having an affair with her best friend, Donna. Lisa was crushed. You can imagine how betrayed she feels. Craig himself is very confused. He wants to save his marriage, but another part of Craig is convinced that he has found something with Donna that he desperately needs, something that he just never had with Lisa. Lisa says she just doesn't understand it. Just think, Donna and her husband were our best friends. How could they do that to us? Infidelity. It all begins usually with emotional adultery. If you're experiencing in your marriage adultery right now, and you're the betrayed spouse, you're probably awakening in the morning, and for a moment, everything seems right with the world. Sunlight streaming through the bedroom windows. You can hear the chirping of the birds in the backyard. Then you remember, it is like a dark cloud blocking out the sun. The painful humiliation comes rushing back as fresh and as devastating as it was the moment you first learned of the affair. Your mood changes, and the sick feeling returns to the pit of your stomach. Now, if you are the guilty spouse, the adulterer or the adulteress, you have troubling emotions of your own. Now you feel trapped, torn. Maybe your marriage was not at all what it could have been, but now that it might end, you're starting to realize just how much it means to you. The kids, the house, the shared memories. Yet, your affair is giving you an excitement you have not known in years. You feel attractive to the opposite sex. You feel alive, really alive, when you're with your lover. Still, you know it cannot go on like this. Something has to give.
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
Richard Exley, in his book Deliver Me, says, contrary to popular belief, most affairs start for non-sexual reasons. Unless you just happen to be just a womanizer or you're just bored. But usually, it's because that there's this desire for emotional intimacy within a woman. That's why she gets connected with another man. She's not getting that desire met. That's why many a shocked husband has said, after discovering his wife is having an affair, what does she see in this slime ball? And his wife's response is, well, he listens. He cares. He doesn't criticize me. What she is saying is that my husband treats me mean, but my man treats me like a queen. So you know what you can do with my hub?
You can have my husband, but please don't mess with my man.
Not the happiest woman here on the block.
You can have my husband, but please don't mess with my man.
Don't let things get this bad in your marriage, stud muffin.
And all you women, won't you all understand? Now, when I was with my husband, he was really mean. Now with my man, treats me like a queen.
Oh, yeah. Her husband treats her so mean, but her man treats her like a queen. Now, you might be singing something like, my wife treats me like a ding-dong, but my woman treats me like a king. In any event, here's how the affair usually starts. Normally, you're with somebody on a pretty regular basis. Things aren't going very well in the bedroom at the house. Pretty soon, you're sharing with one another, and you start having some emotional intimacy with this other woman or this other man. You know, and that somewhere along the line in about 2 weeks, maybe, you're in bed together, as one guy says. In 2 weeks, we were in bed together. I just can't believe it's happening to me. You know what? The relationship has to be terminated before that emotional bond forms. If you don't do it, the power of passion will take over. It will distort your reality, and you can't make a sound decision. Bottom line is, you got to put a hedge of protection around yourself. You cannot bare your heart to somebody of the opposite gender. You cannot pour forth your troubles into somebody of the opposite gender, because pretty soon there could very easily be a point of no return. Okay, now here are some early warning signals from Richard Exley. Number one, a growing fascination with this other person. Beware when that other person intrudes upon your thoughts, even when you're with your spouse. Number two, if you have this heightened sense of anticipation when you may just be in the presence of the other person. Number three, a growing desire to confide in this other person. Beware when you are tempted to share with the other person the frustrations in your own marriage. Number four, when there's an increased sense of responsibility for the other person's happiness. I mean, beware when you start thinking more about the other person's needs than the needs of your own spouse. And finally, the emotional distancing from your spouse. Beware when you have an increasing need to keep your thoughts and feelings from your spouse. Because really what you want to do is to start rebuilding with your own woman, or your woman with your own hub.
There was a time I thought our dreams were over, when you and I had surely reached the end. Still here we are, the flame is strong as ever. All because we both keep holding on. Together we can weather any storm. Baby, that's what love is all about. Two hearts that find a way somehow to keep the fire burning.
In other words, you got to invest quality time and energy in the relationship. You just can't give your woman the crumbs and expect it to work. And if you're serious about overcoming the kinds of sexual temptations that are out there that lead to adultery, you really do have to set up some kind of appropriate guidelines and then respond to the earliest warning signals.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. There's something deep inside us that tugs at our heart. The Bible says that's God making himself known to our inner fabric of our very being. However, there are those in our culture who say that's bunk. Which view is true? To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.